Morning.
Now, they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but that's not the case with you because you've been to the big electronics show over there. Well, there might be some stuff that stays in Vegas, Trevor, but that's beside the point. So tell us about the big electronics show. There's been some exciting stuff.
Yeah, that's right. The Consumer Electronics Show, it happens every year in Las Vegas and has done 50-odd years, except last year when it had to go all digital due to the pandemic. But it went ahead this year pretty much, I'd say, 70% its normal scale, but always lots of fun gadgets, big companies, little companies, innovators, and regular stuff like TVs. But a couple of things that stood out to me. Firstly, that Samsung projector. It's called the Freestyle. Now, it's a portable projector, so you could actually plug it into one of your phone battery packs and run it maybe when you're camping. But you could certainly take it to your bedroom, your lounge room, wherever you want to put it in the home, plug it into a PlayStation or anything you like, and you can have a big screen. I'm talking a 100-inch screen. So this tiny little projector, which is going to be $1,500, goes on sale next month in Australia, $1,499, 100-inch screen up on your wall, and it automatically adjusts. So if you're pointing on an angle, it automatically makes the picture squared off. So it's very, very intelligent as well. So that's a cracking little product from Samsung.
I think the only false value with these sort of things, mate, that's great, 100-inch screen, $1,499, but then you've got to probably spend $25,000 to get your house done, so the room's big enough to take the bloody screen in it.
Well, the good news is it doesn't have to be 100 inches. So I actually had it set up in a little like pretend camping environment, and it was only about a metre and a half from the edge of the tent, but it projected maybe a 30 or 40-inch screen, and that's the beautiful thing about it. It doesn't matter what your environment, you can set up a screen to suit you.
Now, I'm loving this. A colour-changing car. How good would it be to get up in the morning and go, well, I'm going to wear my red shirt, my brown shoes, and I think I'll have a blue car today.
And you know what? This is from BMW. It's the X-Flow. Now, they've used your technology. It's essentially the same as what's used on e-book readers, the e-ink, which means that it's a white car, and then with the press of a few buttons, it can be programmed to change entirely to a very, very dark grey, almost black, or it can do patterns. Like, it can have stripes on it and all this kind of stuff. Even the wheels have this technology on it. Now, why? I don't know. The only thing I've come up with is if you're running from the police, you could change from black car to a white car in an instant. But otherwise, it's just a great example of, you know, someone using a bit of technology that exists, like the e-ink on a book reader, and turning it into something that might well change the way we look at cars and the way they're designed.
Unbelievable. Now, this one is a really interesting one. Finally, the motion pillow. I see you've got the question asked there. No more snoring. I know a partner who would probably be very, very interested in this one.
That's right. The thing about this is all about detecting your snoring. And so the pillow has a small sensor, and it can hear you snore. So it's on the bedside table, for example, right? So it can hear you snore. And if you snore, the pillow inflates but basically gently moves your head, opens up your airways, and hey presto, you stop snoring. It's a whole lot more comfortable than an elbow to the ribs is what I would assume. This one got a lot of good attention. I don't know whether it's going to come to Australia, and if it does, it could well be a very expensive pillow. But for the sake of your relationship, maybe it's the perfect thing. It's called the Motion Pillow.
I was going to say it's probably still going to be a lot cheaper than a divorce, mate.
Exactly.
Terrific. Oh, well, listen, great to catch up, Trevor. Safe travels home, and look forward to chatting again next week.
Thank you, mate. Talk to you next week.